Australia resumes a search for possible wreckage from the missing Malaysian aircraft after stormy weather hampered operations on Thursday. The search effort gained fresh momentum after satellite images provided new clues to the airliner's possible whereabouts. Australia says two objects possibly related to the missing jet were spotted. France's central spy agency, the DGSE, is collecting data and monitoring networks of telecoms giant Orange. The revelation was made by the French paper Le Monde. The report says that the agency has full access to the telecom provider's database and shares it with other spy agencies. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov says Moscow will not reconsider accepting Crimea as part of its territory. Lavrov made the comment in a phone conversation with his U.S. counterpart John Kerry. He said Crimea's decision to rejoin Russia reflects the will of the majority of its citizens and should be respected. The European Union has imposed fresh sanctions on Russia. The embargo targets 12 Russian individuals by asset freezes and travel bans. This brings to 33, that is the number of figures targeted by the European bloc. The measure was announced by EU President Van Rompuy after the bloc's meeting in Brussels. Turkey reportedly limits access to Twitter hours after Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's threat to root out the social media network. On Friday, many Turkish Twitter users faced a notice from the telecommunications authority when trying to access a network. The message said the site is closed by a court order. Greek pensioners have rallied in the capital, Athens, calling for a free public health system. The rally is part of the latest round of protests against Greece's poor economic conditions. On Wednesday, public sector workers began a two-day strike to protest the government's plan to cut some 11,000 jobs. The Italian Coast Guard says it has rescued more than 4,000 illegal migrants at sea in the past 4 days. The last batch contained 240 people trying to reach Italy from North Africa. The number of migrants heading to Italy has represented a 300% rise compared to last year. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran remains committed to the nuclear deal with the permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. The agency says Iran has not enriched uranium over the past 2 months and has not made any advancement in its Fordo, Natanz and Arak sites.